just not the way you wanted it to end, but what a hard-fought game, especially on your side.
Well, obviously we're disappointed. We didn't handle the ball when we needed to. We had some critical turnovers, and I just felt like we let this one slip away. But you got to give them credit. Obviously, their pressure got them back in it, and it's just the way it goes sometimes. So I feel really bad for our kids because I thought played well enough to win. We just had a couple critical turnovers, and they killed us on the offensive glass.
29 wins for the school this year, a new record for Evansville Wright. You've got to be proud of the way that they fought all the way down to the final buzzer.
Yeah, I mean, our guys put it on the line. I mean, proud of them, but, you know, just really disappointed because I think we should have won. And our inability to handle the ball at the end really got us.
What will you tell your seniors here as you head into the locker room?
Well, obviously, they've made us very proud, made the entire Evansville community proud. So, you know, I'm just very fortunate to have the opportunity to coach them. And, you know, that's life. You got to move on. You got to learn from it. You got to move on and celebrate the great things that they did this year.
Coach Adams, not the way you wanted it to end, but congratulations still on an awesome season.
Thank you.
Back to you, Greg.
Coach, talk a little bit about that overtime. You played hard the whole ball game, but that just some of your thoughts on the overtime.
Well, we got off to a good start. We took the lead, and again, just, you know, our inability to capitalize when we had the lead there. Thought we were all right, we just didn't finish well.
Coach, it was in points in the paint and then points off of turnovers. You were more than 20 points better in points off of turnovers, and they were the same in points in the paint. Just your thoughts.
Well, they killed us on the backboard, obviously. I mean, they're big, and we didn't do a very good job blocking out. And you know, we just didn't do what we wanted to do. We didn't execute our game plan very well in our blocking out and rebounding.
Coach, it was a game of runs. You took the lead in the third quarter on a 10-2 run. Then you had another 10-0 run to start that fourth quarter to go up, especially on a couple threes by Stein. Your thoughts at the beginning of the fourth quarter?
Well, we had the tempo where we wanted. I mean, I thought we had total control of the game. The problem was, as I've already said, we didn't finish. I mean, I don't know, we were up 8 or 10, and just critical turnovers.
Coach, tough loss, but it doesn't diminish your season.
No, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, obviously these guys have had great careers. You know, we set out at the beginning to win this thing, and, you know, lofty goals, we just fell a little bit short.
So let's get you on the TV here real quick. Guys, they got to get lined up. You got them right here now. Got both of them.
Can you talk about at the end of regulation, Stein had a great look and it just didn't go. And then Drew was under the end of the block. Stein had a great look and just didn't go.
Yeah, I thought, you know, that's a shot I always can make, obviously. And, if he makes that, we cut him down early. Yeah, I thought Drew got fouled. I just let it, but he didn't call anything.
It was really tough.
So that's frustrating.
Especially
tough
to lose a lead like that.
Just
kind of
talking
about
my
brothers.
Oh, we didn't handle them.
Coach, get your mind up here.
Congratulations.
You can talk to him. Coach, who do you want to get the trophies? Do you want your captains or your seniors? Or?
When I give the trophy, I want the seniors to come out. When I give the trophy, the seniors come out in mid-court.
Evansville Vandenberg School Corporation and Mr. Tim Grove from South Knox School Corporation. Presenting the runner-up medal, Evansville Wright's Panthers person, Kamaje Blackwell. Jacob Norman. Ariel Barnes. Nate Henson. Austin Elmore. Addison Volkman. Chase Small. Ryan Cheeks. Nick Osler.